Hello again, pilgrims. It's time for episode 24 of The Way of a Pilgrim, the Jesus Prayer Journey. And you'll remember our pilgrim has just been talking about teaching this blind man that he's come upon to visualize the heart through the chest cavity as he prays. He asks the blind man, "Are you not able to imagine it as vividly as if you were actually looking at it, and to concentrate and focus even your blind eyes on it?" And the blind man says, "I can do that." So then the pilgrim walks him through the breathing and reciting of the words of the Jesus Prayer in time with the beats of his heart, if you recall, and tells the blind man eventually that will just become normal. He'll get used to it. And that's where we pick it up today. The blind man listened attentively to everything and then earnestly began to practice the specified method of prayer, spending an especially long time on it at night when we stopped to rest. After about 5 days, he began to feel an intense warmth and an indescribably pleasant sensation in his heart, along with a great desire to devote himself continually to this prayer, which was stirring in him a love for Jesus Christ. From time to time, he began seeing a light, though he discerned no visible things or objects in it. At times, when he entered into his heart, it seemed to him that a strong flame, like that of a burning candle, would flare up delightfully within his heart and would illuminate him as it rushed up and outward through his throat. This light made it possible for him to see things even at a great distance, which actually did occur on one occasion. We happened to be walking through a forest, and he was fully and silently absorbed in his prayer. Suddenly, he said to me, "What a pity! The church is burning, and look, the bell tower has fallen down." "Stop making things up," I said. "That's nothing but a temptation. You must banish all thoughts quickly. How can you possibly see what's happening in the city when we're still almost 8 miles from it?" He took my advice, continued praying, and was silent. Toward evening, we arrived in the city, and I actually saw several burned-down buildings and a collapsed bell tower, which had stood on wooden pilings. Many people were standing about, amazed that no one had been hurt or killed when the tower collapsed. By my calculation, this tragedy occurred exactly at the time the blind man told me about it. So he said to me, "You said I was imagining things, and yet it happened just as I saw it. How can one not love and be grateful to the Lord Jesus Christ, who manifests his grace to sinners, to the blind, and the unwise? I thank you too for teaching me the work of the heart. You can love Jesus Christ and be as grateful to him as you want to be," I said. "But beware of accepting visions as direct revelations of grace, because such things can often occur as natural manifestations. The human soul is not absolutely bound by space and matter. It can also see events through darkness and at a very great distance, as if they were happening nearby. It is we who do not give power and momentum to this capability in our souls, and we squelch it beneath the bonds of either the carnality of our bodies or our confused thoughts and scattered ideas. Yet, when we focus our attention on the inner self, divert our concentration from everything external, and refine our mind, then the soul finds its truest fulfillment and exercises its highest powers. And this is all quite natural. I heard from my late starts that some of those who don't pray, or who have a certain ability, or who suffer from a certain sicknesses, are able to see, in the darkest room, an aura of light that radiates out from all things. But what occurs during the prayer of the heart is the direct result of God's grace. And it is so delightful that no tongue can describe it or even compare it to anything at all. All physical sensations are base in comparison to the delightful experience of grace acting within the heart. My blind friend listened carefully to all this and was even more humbled by it. The prayer continued to increase within his heart, delighting him beyond description. I rejoiced in this with all my heart and earnestly thanked God for granting me to have met such a blessed servant of his. Finally, we arrived in Tobolsk, where I took him to the almshouse. After kindly parting with him, I left him there and continued on my journey. For a month, I walked slowly, reflecting in depth on how edifying and encouraging the good experiences in life can be. I read the Philokalia often to verify all that I had told the blind man of prayer. His example kindled in me zeal, gratitude, and love for the Lord. The prayer of the heart delighted me so much that I thought there could be no one happier than me in the whole world. And I could not imagine how there would be any greater or deeper contentment, even in the kingdom of heaven. I experienced all this, not only within myself, but outwardly as well. Everything around me appeared wondrous to me and inspired me with love and gratitude to God. People, trees, plants, animals, I felt a kinship with them all, and discovered how each bore the seal of the name of Jesus Christ. At times I felt so light that it was as if I had no body and were not walking, but rather joyously floating through the air. At other times I entered so fully into myself that I saw clearly all my inner organs. And this caused me to marvel at the wisdom that went into creating the human body. Sometimes I knew such joy that I felt like a king. At such consoling moments, I wished that God would grant me to die soon so that I could pour myself out in gratitude at his feet in heaven. Amen.